Hi there, my name is Christian. This is the Razor Cave Podcast. And here's a collection of songs from a stack of CDs sitting on my desk. CDs have been sitting on my desk since the start of the year. All right, here's the first track.
Stupid kind of love, stupid in every way. The only thing we agree on is that we disagree. How could two people see so many things so differently? Makes me wonder what's the point behind this travesty. You tell me we're in love, but you don't even like me. Like fire and gasoline, you and me got a stupid kind of love.
stupid kind of love. Stupid in every way. You and me got a stupid kind of love. Stupid in every way. Stupid in every way. What kind of stupid kind of love is this? He's into sports. Looks good in shorts, but you're just another game to him. I've seen his type, seen him all my life. Always pulling for the side that's winning. You need someone who cares, so don't look over there. I can show you what you've been missing. Who treats you right? I do, baby. Who treats you right?
Let's start from the last song you heard to the first one. So the last song you just heard was Pansy Division from their Total Entertainment album, Who Treats You Right. Amazing band. If you don't know Pansy Division, go check out their earlier work, like Femme in a Leather Jacket. Then the song before that, we heard from All, Stupid Kind of Love, off their Problematic album. I think All is one of my favorite bands. They kind of came out of the Cruise SST Records kind of label. Do like the Descendants, but there's a special place in my heart for All. A lot of good songs, good band. And then the first song we started off the block with is our own local punk rock legends, Go Betty Go. The song is called It Haunts You Now, off their Reboot EP. Self-release, good stuff. If you do remember Go Betty Go, they're still around. They've been around now for 20 years. And so here in Southern California, they're kind of playing shows now. Check them out. All right, we're going to start the next block. We'll be right back.
what would you do?
Just sit at home?
That's sound.
clouds were blowing and stirring up reaction. A storm broke out, a militant action. Hotheads came in uniform, thunder and lightning in a violent form.
Jawa,
fighting, fighting,
Jawa.
A two crows frightening. The militant joined the angry procession. The tension tight with the strain of repression. Young blood boiling hot with aggression.
Jawa,
fighting, fighting,
Jawa.
The two crows frightening. Fighting, fighting, fighting,
a Jawa.
A two crows frightening.
A Jawa.
A fighting, fighting, fighting,
a Jawa.
No troublemaker, said the truncheon came down, knocked him to the ground. See the blood on the streets that day, the blood and the madness. Said the blood on the streets that day.
Yeah. Fighting, fighting,
a Jawa.
Fighting, fighting,
Jawa. Jawa.
Fighting, fighting,
two clubs, fighting,
a Jawa. A Jawa.
Fighting, fighting, fighting,
a Jawa. Fighting, fighting,
two clubs, fighting,
a Jawa. A fighting.
the truncheon came down.
If you like this podcast, there's more podcasts like this at racercake.org/podcast. There you can find many other podcasts and many other wonderful things, such as like a subscription to a magazine. So you go to racercakes.org/subscribe. All right, let's start off from the first song you heard to... Then we'll take it from there. So we have another local Southern California band called Early Moods with their song Isolated off their Spellbound album. They're kind of like... They're doom metal, the same vein as Saint Vitus, Black Sabbath, slow, doomy metal. Awesome band. Yeah, you check out the rest of the album. I think it's wonderful. And then we have the second song I played was off another Southern California band, The Bronx, with their song Peace Pipe from their Bronx sixth album. I'm bad with Roman numerals. From their last album, wonderful album. Again, they've been around for 20 years now. I feel like, you know, in Southern California, you know, bands just keep going. They keep playing, you know, keeping punk rock alive. And then the last song you heard on this block was from the UK's own The Ruts with their song Jaw War off their Crack album, a classic punk rock album. Highly recommend listening to the rest of the album. This is one song that I really, really like from The Ruts. It gives you a nice, deep, kind of like Studio One reggae, just groove. It's in the pocket, great vocals, awesome stuff. All right, we're going to start off the next block of music.
Isn't anything I wouldn't do for you, except the one thing that you want me to. We went across the mighty Rio Grande and saw Disneyland and the sea, you and me. But there's one thing I never do, not even for you, not even for you, not even for you. I'm not going to Salt Lake City. I'm not going to Salt Lake City. There isn't anything I wouldn't do for you, except to walk among the Osmond crew. I know you're planning for a laugh today, and you can't betray what you know in Provo. But there's one less town on the globe, and if you must go there, you're going alone. Not even for you. Not even for you. Not even for you. I'm not living.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, next time I won't look so suspicious walking from that door to that car, sir. Yes, officer. Yes, officer.
So the last song you just heard is from Greg Ginn from the Mighty Black Flag with his song, Yes Officer, off his Getting Even album. Greg Ginn did amazing work in the 90s as a solo artist. This is one of his songs that I really did enjoy listening to. He has so many albums. He's so prolific producing and releasing records. It's hard to keep up with his body of work, but good song. And then we heard, we started off the block with The Dwarves with their song Salt Lake City after The Dwarves Must Die album. Good song. Did enjoy the rest of the album. If you know The Dwarves, I think you should start off with, this album and then kind of work backwards. But good stuff. All right, y'all. Thank you for listening. This has been a Razor Cake podcast. Please subscribe to the magazine at razorkick.org/subscribe. We have many amazing articles, interviews, record reviews. Shout out to people who review records. I try to do my best to read all of them. Good stuff. And yeah, please, if you did like this podcast, again, please go to razorkick.org/podcast. There's many other podcasts. And please, download some podcasts. If you're on a long trip, you're, on a road trip, traveling, podcasts are a wonderful way to kind of kill some time. You're waiting for your flight or the bus. All right, y'all. I'm going to do one last song from Ian Sivinius' latest project called Escapism, and the title of the song is called The Lost Record. Wonderful album, totally different, I believe, different from his earlier work. I did enjoy it, so if you like this song, check out the rest of the album.
Hi, I'm the lost record. I'm not lost as much as unloved. Where do you find me anyway? In a dollar bin, in a basement, in a thrift store. Someone threw me away. Hi, I'm the lost record. I'm not lost as much as unloved. My grooves, they like new. They long for the touch of a needle gliding right through. Hi, a lost record.
Lost record.
I'm not lost. As much as kicked around.
Kicked around.
I could tell you about the record company. Yeah. How they neglected me. How everyone was afraid of my sound. I'm the lost record. I'm the lost record. I'm the lost record. I'm the lost record. Oh, 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 oh. I'm lost. I don't know where to go. Yeah, until you walked through that door. That's when I knew I was yours. One look at you, I could tell you were lost too. Yeah, when you flipped through the bin, I just knew we were gonna be friends. When you put your finger on my spine, I knew you were mine. I'm the lost record. I'm the lost record.